Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. Another week here, News Talk 830 WCCO. I absolutely hate where Minnesota Vikings football is right now. I am a frustrated Vikings fan, just like I think a lot of you are. And I'm frustrated because I don't know what we are. We aren't terrible. We aren't great. We're not some sort of contender. And I don't feel like we're rebuilding yet. I feel like we are in this really bad space with Vikings football. Because to me, it's good to know that you don't suck. But honestly, sometimes it's best to bottom out. And I hate that sometimes you have to bottom out in sports to really see your growth and to see your potential. But sometimes you have to go through that. It's not fun. It's nothing that anybody looks forward to. It might be required, though. This is Henry Lake, frustrated Vikings fan talking. Not necessarily media member that's just kind of like, well, it is what it is. We know that the downside to Vikings football is that, yeah, you'll be entertained on a Sunday, right, regardless of whether they win or lose. Because typically we're entertained one way or the other. It's the National Football League. But I look at this, and I'm just like, I'm frustrated. And I'm not sure how many of you kind of feel the same way. You can chime in on the WCCO radio talk or text line, which is 651-461-9226. I didn't come into this season with great expectations because I didn't think that this team was a contender or would win a Super Bowl or even contend for that or vie for that. I also didn't look at this team and say they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. But I think that that's the part that is utterly frustrating to me, is that I just really don't know what we are. And I don't think that right now this team is rebuilding. Rebuilding would be what the San Antonio Spurs were doing last year with Wimby and Stephon Castle and the young core of guys that they brought into their organization. To me, that's rebuilding. Pop had the health situation. He's no longer the head coach. They're rebuilding. The Minnesota Timberwolves right now, they're contending, right? The Minnesota Twins, they're rebuilding. What are the Vikings? Somebody help me out. What are the Vikings? We're not rebuilding. We don't suck. and we're not great. We're not any one of those things. So I don't know what we are. And that's the part that's frustrating me. That's the part that it bothers me. Because when you cannot definitively point your finger and say that this is what we are and how we see ourselves, that's not a fun place to be at. And in sports, what do they say? That you want to know what you are right now. That either you are a contender or that you suck. But what have they been saying for decades? You hate to be right in the middle. You hate to be right in the middle. And I feel like right now, I don't know if we're in the middle or not. When you look at the Vikings, you're a season ticket holder, Chris. You're a season ticket holder.
Yes.
What are the Vikings? I'm asking you. There's no better person to ask that question than a season ticket holder.
I don't know. Because they came in, and I felt like coming in, they had what they wanted to be. They were like, this is how we've set it up. This is what we are. And none of that has happened so far. You had Carson Wentz throw the ball almost 50 times yesterday. He had over 300 yards and zero touchdowns. I don't know how many times you're going to look at a box score and see a guy throw almost 50 times, have 300 yards, and no touchdowns. So I don't know who they are because the defense...
And that's not fun.
No, it's not.
And that's the part that will drive you crazy. Is not knowing what your team is. That's the part that makes you utterly frustrated. Is not knowing who they... You know what? In Cleveland, those fans know their team sucks. And they know why their team sucks. They know that the Cleveland Browns set themselves back numerous years because of Deshaun Watson. Right? Like, everybody knows that they're still looking at the Deshaun Watson debacle. And they traded all of those picks and everything for Deshaun Watson. So they understand in Cleveland why they're bad, right? But the Vikings, with them, it's not even that they're bad because they're not even bad. But they're not a team that, in reality, is going anywhere. That's the issue. I don't think that there's one Vikings fan out there that looks at them right now and say, yeah, they're going to contend for a Super Bowl. We don't even know who the damn quarterback of the future is with this team. That's a whole nother topic in conversation. But that's the part that really just, it has me incensed.
Yeah, it is frustrating because everything had been set up to this particular moment in time. This is who we are. This is how we're going to win. And from week to week, it's almost like you're putting all of this weight on Kevin O'Connell. Okay, you got problems with the quarterback. You know what? You got this other guy. Fix it in a week. Fix it in a week. And sometimes you can't make those changes week to week, which you think you would be able to because they say the NFL is a week to week league. So it's like all these other teams can do it. And I believe in the coaching staff, but we just don't see that consistency from the Minnesota Vikings so far. Granted, it's only six games, but you would figure you'd kind of have an idea of where it's leaning, and we just don't.
And this is another thing that I want to throw out there, and I'd love to get some reaction on this at 651-461-9226. How many superstar players do the Minnesota Vikings have? Realistically, how many superstar players do they have? In my opinion, they have one, and that's JJ, Justin Jefferson. They've got one superstar. How many star players do they have? I think that you can make the case that Jonathan Greenard is a star. I think that Andrew Van Ginkle is one of the most valuable players with this organization, but he's had an injury-riddled season. Outside of that, way too many question marks. You don't have a star at quarterback because you don't know what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. We know that Carson Wentz is a journeyman at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Running back-wise, Aaron Jones, you'll probably move past Aaron Jones once this season is over. Jordan Mason is a nice back. He's not a star. And I don't want to hear – people. I think that people look at Jordan Mason and they think that he is going to be some sort of stud star running back, I don't view him like that.
No, he's a good running back.
He's a change of pace type of guy.
I think he can be a number one back, but I don't think he's got superstar written on him.
I'm not sure he's a number one back.
Oh, see, I could say he's a number one back, but he's not.
I think the jury's still out on that.
Okay.
I think the jury's still out on that.
I think we saw enough in San Francisco last year. That's why they traded for him.
Jordan Addison's really good. I don't trust him. TJ Hockenson, he's not living up to the contract right now. And it just, you look at this, there's so many darn questions here. Let's take a phone call before we hit our first break. Let's go to, is it Keech?
Henry Lake.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing okay, man.
I've been listening to you since the old days.
So you're old like me.
Spot on. I'm not too keen on your Twins takes, but you were exactly right about the Viking team, man. And we got JJ McCarthy seems to be a little bit soft. He ain't willing to play hurt, and O'Connell's babying him along, and. This is just not a Super Bowl caliber team. This is a 500 team. It's time to play the kid and see what he's got. But he's not going to be the savior. He needs to learn.
But there's also a difference, Keith, between playing injured and playing hurt.
Well, I want my quarterback playing hurt.
Hold on. You want JJ McCarthy to play hurt? When he played healthy and was terrible for 7 out of 8 quarters. So you saw how bad he was healthy, and now you want him to play hurt? Stop it.
Fair, you're exactly right. I rest my case on that one. You are right on that one. He doesn't seem to be the answer. But the biggest problem I have is with the NFL in general, the refereeing and the ruling is absolutely terrible. They're destroying the game. I mean, that Hockenson catch was joke. And I watched that Niners game last night where the offensive tackle drug McCaffrey into the end zone. And even the talking heads on the TV said that should not be a touchdown.
That wasn't a catch by TJ Hockenson, though. That wasn't a catch.
Oh, come on, man. That was a catch.
No, it wasn't. He lost control of the ball. You saw it like I saw it. I've watched it 50 million times.
When you grew up in North Minneapolis.
No. You can't do that, Keach. You can't do the back in my day. We know ever since Dez Bryant, the rules changed. We can't go back to way back in the 80s and the early 90s. We have to. All right. So you and I both don't. Look, if it was up to you and I, of course, we'll be like, you know what? It touched the ground, but he also lost control, but it never like went back to the ground, and we would view it as he kept it to his body and caught the ball. But that's not how it is, bro, and you know that.
That's my point, is the referees, they don't even know what a catch is anymore. That's how ridiculous it has become. And I hate the NFL as an organization, but unfortunately, the game of football transcends that, so I watch every Sunday. And I want to pull my damn hair out, just like you do, Mr. Lake.
I appreciate the phone call from Keach, man. I appreciate it, man. He definitely entertained me there with the phone call. More phone calls at 651-461-9226. I'll say this before we break, though. The game was not just about that play. Carson Wentz throwing up interceptions, threw a pick six. How about the – and I'm going to tell you, beyond the interceptions, you know which one really frustrated me? I thought that because I was texting back and forth with Pete Bursich, former mm-hmm. Viking, and he gave me a shout-out last night on Fox 9. I agree with them about the Blake Brandel holding. I think that was really ticky-tacky because that took away a touchdown.
Yeah,
right?
that was the pass to Jalen Naylor.
That took away a touchdown.
Yeah.
But you know what was an absolute buzzkill that we cannot forget? What was Carson Wentz doing when he intentionally grounded the ball there in the red zone? There was nobody.
Dude, that happened right in front of us because our seats are lower level end zone. About 20.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Throw it out of the end zone.
Yeah. Yeah. He could have gotten out of the pocket and rolled and thrown, but he went back and just like just popped it there. We're
he
like,
he didn't even have to get out of the pocket. He could just throw it out the back of the end zone.
I mean, that happened right in front of it. There was a huge hole right there, and he's just decided to flop it right there.
651-461-9226. Talking Vikings football early here on the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is Hurts launching it. A.J. Brown is loose. And A.J. Brown has it. And that might have sealed the game for Philadelphia on a huge third down conversion.
That was the clincher. Courtesy of Fox Sports. It wasn't a blowout. The Vikings were in the game. 28-22 was the final score. But I said this to Ahmad Hicks of the H&H podcast and Fox 9, that I felt like facing the Eagles this week, we were catching them at a bad time. Them losing back-to-back games, people thought that, oh, you know what, we're probably catching them at the right time. No, I said it last week, and I was right. Jalen Hurts was going to be locked in. Jalen Hurts was locked in. Jalen Hurts was 19 of 23 for 326 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a perfect quarterback rating. Perfect! So, I just felt like it was going to be a big day. And this is the thing. This was so crazy. So, Devontae Smith had 183 yards receiving on 9 receptions. That 79-yard touchdown, that bomb.
I mean, that was a beautiful pass.
But the one that was, I thought, really killer was A.J. Brown only had 4 catches. Only 4! And he still had 121 yards and 2 touches.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, those guys torched us.
Yeah, they did. And I think having Jalen Carter back for Philadelphia was huge. It absolutely was. And I mean, there's a reason why the Philadelphia Eagles, as much as we hate them, as much as we loathe them and despise them, we're talking about a team that is a perennial contender, Howie Roseman might be the best general manager in football. They do everything right. They are a model organization, and it pains me to say it, but they built it right. And even without Mekhi Blackmon on the offensive line, Lane Johnson's been, you know, hurt this year. It has still been a very, Philly, they were going to get right eventually. And, the Vikings bottled up Saquon Barkley. And I was telling you in the break, I don't ever want to hear this nonsense about Jalen Hurts can't pass. Jalen Hurts was phenomenal yesterday. And it just so happened to be at our expense.
Yeah. Another thing, great point from, or great name, that Matt in Little Falls, he texted into the show with regards to stars. Christian Darrisaw is a star when healthy, and he's 100% right. You're 100% right, Matt. That was a name that escaped me. How could I forget about Christian Darrisaw? Christian Darrisaw, when healthy, is as good as any tackle in the league.
Top five, easily. And
top two.
Let me say this about the Vikings yesterday, and here's the glass half full. I don't recall any major injuries coming out of yesterday, because I looked next to a guy next to me. He's like, you know what? This is third quarter. And he's like, look at that. All the offensive linemen are in. I'm like, huh, okay. And, Blake Brandell was not good. He was not good yesterday. You could tell how they miss Ryan Kelly. Blake Brandell played like a third string center. But no major injuries going into a short week against a, good L.A. Chargers team. They're going to have to get up in a very quick way before you got a week and a half off. Oh, and then guess what? You go to Detroit where the Lions are a different beast at Ford Field. And then you come home against Baltimore. Lamar should be back by then. So, we didn't think the schedule was going to be tough. And then it looked a little softer. And now I feel like it's looking a little bit tougher again. Don't you?
I'll put it like this. As I'm looking at the injury report, Brian O'Neill did not practice.
Yeah.
JJ was limited.
Yep.
Van Ginkle, limited.
Mm-hmm.
Wentz, limited. So we're not 100% healthy.
We're not.
Yeah, we still got some issues. But to answer your question, look at it through this lens. I believe, and I stand by this, the Minnesota Vikings go into L.A. and they beat the Chargers. I think that the Chargers are an overrated football team. The Chargers have injuries that the majority of people have not talked about. They lost, what's his name?
Rashawn Slater.
But that was before the season.
Mm-hmm.
Mack. First name.
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack.
Yep.
They lost the free agent running back that went from...
Oh, Najee Harris.
Najee Harris.
Yep. They lost their rookie, Amario Hampton.
Yep. So,
They're down to their third string running back. They might have to... is Lorenzo Neal out there somewhere? Bring him... he can block for LaDainian Tomlinson, bring back Antonio Gates.
Well, Eric Bieniemy's coaching them. They can bring him back.
Eric Bieniemy might as well suit up. Give him a couple of carries.
I think that the Vikings win this game. I think that the Chargers are going to throw for some yardage? Yes, because mm-hmm. Herbert, that's typically what he does.
That's what they're going to have to do because they don't have any running backs.
But do I think it's going to be enough? I do not. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, Scott Jensen has already lost his latest bid to be governor of Minnesota, in my opinion. I'll tell you why. We get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
How did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We worked with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
July the 17th, just over 3 months ago, Dr. Scott Jensen announced that he was going to run again for Minnesota governor. And I believe that he has already eliminated himself in that latest bid to become governor of the great state of Minnesota. And I say that because, you know, in life, what do you say? Learn from your mistakes, right? Dr. Scott Jensen has not learned from his mistakes. And ultimately, the people of Minnesota are going to say, well, in the words of Dan Cook and Jason DeRussia, enough. You know, they have that segment, was it every single Wednesday? Enough.
Yeah. Enough of what you've had enough of.
I think that the people of Minnesota are going to say, we've had enough of you, good doctor. It was a failed bid last time with him and Matt Burke. And as we sit here and you look at the paper from yesterday, the Minnesota Star Tribune, this is the headline. Scott Jensen embraces Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Maha in second bid for governor. Physician is again making skepticism of vaccines and the medical establishment a central part of his campaign message. Why would you do this? Why do you think that this is winning strategy? Why do you think that things will go your way when you tried this the first time around and it went poorly? Not only did you not win, it wasn't close. So why would you do this again? This makes absolutely no sense. Right now, with so much going on in this country, embracing RFK Jr. is not the way to go. It's not the way to go. Yeah, you may say Make America Healthy Again is a slogan, but my brain hurts to try to figure out how Scott Jensen thinks that this is a winning tactic. And by the way, let's revisit a couple of years ago. After he lost the 2022 race to Governor Walz, Jensen admitted that he, quote, mistakenly downplayed the importance of abortion among Minnesotans. That's what he said. So you would think that the light bulb came on and that he learned from mistakes. As a physician, he was a COVID-19 skeptic. He was criticized during the pandemic for spreading misinformation. He questioned official death counts. He spoke out against masks and vaccines and promoted unproven treatments. Now, he wasn't given any disciplinary action, but he was investigated by the Minnesota Board of Medical Practice. For the life of me, I don't get this. I don't understand why right now, with all that's going on in the world, how he thinks that he is going to be embraced. They got to do something different. And this is the thing. We have said this and we have kind of talked about this over the course of the last maybe 8 or 9 months. We have said, I think that everybody understands this, right? I think that everybody understands this. Everybody understands that if you're going to be Governor Tim Walz, okay, and if the GOP is going to elevate back into winning being governor, now is the time, right? Now would be the time. You would think that, because I think that everybody fundamentally agrees that he's more vulnerable right now than ever before.
Absolutely, 100%.
Everybody believes that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care where you fall. You could be a Republican. You could be a Democrat. It doesn't matter. Everybody agrees with that philosophy. Everybody agrees with that ideology.
Yes.
That Walz is vulnerable. I don't think he becomes vulnerable unless you put together a good candidate. And I just think that this is tactically a terrible move by Scott Jensen.
This is, I don't know what playbook he's going off of, but he needs to look at a different playbook because this is not going to work. I feel like with all of the deniers that are out there now that have really surfaced over the past few years, I don't think we are a state that deals in that kind of nonsense. Like, there are some states that will kind of go along with the phony baloney. We are not a state that does that. We are a state, whether or not you like Tim Walz, we are a state that is grounded in reality and in facts. We follow facts here in the state. I don't think, you know, Scott Jensen, to me, a lot of it is still fresh from the furries, right? Oh, people, there's furries in schools. Kids are using litter boxes. Dude, when that is part of your platform, I mean, that is crazy. I mean, if the GOP can put up somebody that's not goofy, then you have a shot, but you have got to have a moderate, grounded candidate because Tim Walz can be beat. He absolutely can be beat, but you got to put the right guy up there. A litter box believing, furry believing, vaccine denying, you know, Scott Jensen, who is embracing RFK Jr. It's a slogan. This is a catchphrase. That's it. So it's absolutely unbelievable that the GOP is running it back and saying, you know what? We're going to try this again.
No. The fact that he's running it back. Forget about there's going to be there's other people that are candidates. I'm saying specifically to him, why in the world, when you know that this is not a winning strategy, why would you do this again?
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
I don't know.
From the text line, from the 612, Scott Jensen was, is, and will always be a horrible candidate. I'm a conservative. He needs to go away permanently. Okay? And this is the other thing about the RFK Jr., like trying to position yourself as a supporter, that's not going to work, bro. Like that's not going to work.
No.
Because, well, take it from Vicky Chan. She's a medical doctor. She posted yesterday about RFK Jr., and it starts with him speaking in a meeting at the White House amongst people, and then she follows it up with a quick commentary.
TikTok video of a pregnant woman, 8 months pregnant. She is an associate professor at the Columbia Medical School. And she is saying F Trump and gobbling Tylenol with her baby in her placenta.
The doctor in question, 28 weeks pregnant, takes one Tylenol, no mention of Trump, and that baby is in her uterus, not the placenta. Why are you listening to him?
We have to stop listening to RFK Jr. This man is not a medical doctor. It's so frustrating. This is you know the problem with America? One of the big problems is we have people in positions endangering our country. They have no no business anywhere near the White House. They have been elevated into roles and leadership positions, and they are not qualified to do said job.
Not 100%.
Not qualified at all. And secondly, and we all have opinions, and we should all share our opinions.
Sure.
But we have to stop elevating the podcasters and all of these people that have these opinions, because we put ourselves as a country in very precarious and dangerous situations. The fact that Joe Rogan can have the type of influence that he does over people is beyond me. The fact that we have Stephen A. Smith, he feels as though he has some sort of influence.
I feel like his head is getting bigger by the day.
Absolutely. And it bugs me to no end.
Well, and one thing about this administration, too, they are putting people in positions. Just because somebody has a title does not make them an expert. Just because he is with the Department of Health and Human Services does not make him an expert, which kind of is counterintuitive to a lot of things that we say. But I think if you just step back and you think about what he's saying and hear it, you're like, if the dots don't connect, it's okay. If you're going to question everything before, then we need to continue to question things. You can't just stop connecting.
We are back in 2016 when he was running the first time around. Donald Trump said, "Oh, the best people, the best people." He's got RFK Jr. with no resume to have him be in charge of the Department of Human Health Services. For him to do that, and then also Linda McMahon is the Secretary of Education, is beyond me. Hey, Jefferson Hawk Rapids, I'll get to you first after the break. We'll take your phone calls and your text here on the Lake Show. All right, real quick before we get to Jeff in Sauk Rapids, buddy of mine, my buddy John, he says, "Hope you're well, man. Listen to the show." Shout out to my guy, Jay. "You tell Tubbs I'm disappointed. He's not defending Linda McMahon. She is a very smart woman. He cannot deny that." I don't want you to say a word. I don't want you to defend Linda McMahon. Okay, Tubbs? Just hold on for 1 second, Chris.
Okay.
Because I'm going to defend you from buddy John.
I'm a McMahon truther. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to defend you from my buddy John. John's my, like, this is my dude. But I'm going to defend you.
Oh, man.
Because I'm not going to sit here and say that John is wrong about Linda McMahon being a smart woman. She may be a smart woman. But this is the best way that I could put it to John. I'm reasonably smart. I read. I've got common sense. I'm with it, right? I feel like I'm articulate. And I think a lot of people agree with things that I say. People have a lot of times they disagree with maybe stances politically, whatever. And that's fine. But I'm not dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm smart, John, you don't want me performing heart surgery for you. If John has to have open heart surgery, he doesn't want to see Henry Lake walking in with scrubs. Oh, John, I got you, bro. You don't want Linda McMahon walking in there with scrubs talking about, "I'm going to take care of business here." I don't want Linda McMahon, who's never been in a damn classroom, in charge of education.
She went to the School of Hard Knocks. Do we not remember WrestleMania 2000 when she backed Mick Foley when there was a McMahon in every corner? She is a smart, elegant, lovely woman who is absolutely unqualified for the position that she's in.
Being smart and being qualified for certain things aren't the same.
Best thing she did was divorce Vince McMahon and get some of that money, money, money. But she's a very smart businesswoman. But the Department of Education is someplace that she should not be.
Let's go.
And by the way, Mick Foley lost that match. So how smart is she?
Let's go to Jeff and Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Henry.
How you doing, man? Hey, if you have some sort of ailment, Jeff, just know I got no medical background, but I got you, bro.
That's okay. I just took a shot of tequila, and I feel much better right now.
Does that have fluoride in it? I'll hang up and listen.
No. Speaking of tequila and RFK's brain, you know which has the worm in it?
Oh,
the liquor. The liquor, not his brain.
Oh man, what else you got, Jeff?
This is for your edification. Tequila only comes from the blue agave cactus. All else is mezcal. That's the one with the worm in it.
I need the good stuff. So just send me the good stuff. You can send it to WCCO. I'll drink it all for you.
Yeah. You just want the tequila. 1800 is my preferred.
Ooh, anyway, he got the fancy stuff. 1800.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the one that who was doing commercials for 1800? Wasn't that like Carmelo Anthony or something 4 minutes ago?
I think it might have been.
And you know, athletes who try to be healthy and everything, they, you know, the catchphrase is "My body is a temple."
Mm-hmm.
That's why no cheap booze for Jeff.
No cheap booze.
My body's a temple.
Oh
nope,
man!
Hey, 1800.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this right now. If we're ever at the bar, I'm gonna hit that credit card up. Hey, bring that 1800 over here.
There you go.
Hey, Chris, you want a shot? My boy John, he wants a shot.
Yeah.
Linda McMahon wants a shot. Let's go.
Hey, she's on the market now.
Hell yeah, I'm buying. So, anyway, we all know that Scott Jensen is bat crap crazy. He's nuts. We all know Trump is nuts. He's a liar. He's just everything. And RFK Jr. is equally as crazy. My question to you, which I don't think anybody can answer, I don't know. Why is this country at all levels embracing screwballs? Why are we doing that as voters or supporters? What's going on that we can tolerate?
Because
because
common sense is not common anymore. And people, we have become so tribalistic. We think that, you know what? I'm a part of this group and I got to be down with my group. Instead of looking at it as though, like, you know what? Yeah. This is not what's good for the country. This is not what's good for my family. Like, one of the things that's every single day, the more and more that we see how much money we're giving to Argentina and all this stuff, whatever. Look, I feel bad for the farmers, but there's a part of me that's like, the farmers voted for this.
This is what you voted for. Own it.
Why, as a farmer, did you support this guy? Like,
the chickens are coming home to roost now, boys.
And it's so sad.
I hate to tell you this.
It's so sad.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. But is this becoming something of a counterculture politically that we're... many of us are supporting screwballs, or what's going on?
Yeah. Hey, thanks to the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. I think this is the thing. I think that we have, and specifically with the younger demographic now, over the course of the last 8 or 9 years, we have gotten so far removed from understanding who should be representing us. And mm-hmm. what I mean by that is, right now, we live in a day and age, and this is sad, where people believe that if you are a talk show host, that you are ready to govern. That if you are some sort of a athlete, that you are worthy of being elevated into a position of power. It didn't used to be that way, but in 2016, Donald Trump tapped into the people are tired of career politicians.
Yes.
And look, I'm not going to sit here and refute that. People have been tired of career politicians. But what we should have learned over the course of the last 10 years is that just because you have a name and popularity doesn't mm-hmm. mean that you are up for the job.
To me, at this point, it's less about substance and more about the sensationalism.
Yep.
If you are out there and you have a catchy soundbite or you've got a catchphrase.
This person seems cool.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, I'm going to back this person because, you know, whatever they say, I can put into a soundbite. You know, whatever they say is something that I can turn around and I can talk to my friends about. And then Donald Trump being unconventional. That was part of what he ran on. I'm not a career politician. We're unconventional, different. Like, people wanted that. And now I feel like we've got people out there that Donald Trump has kind of set the bar for, hey, if you believe something, you know, if you believe that Obama is not a U.S. citizen, oh, we're going to take that and we're going to run with it. That's how QAnon gets started. We've got more and more people that are taking this nonsense that Donald Trump has started with and now are taking it and running with it, and nobody is stopping them.
And real quick, there are people that will just vote for him no matter what. Like the text line from the 763, I voted for Trump 3 times and I would again. The last caller is an extreme liberal. And yes, I am also tired of career politicians. That person, Trump can do no wrong. Even though Donald Trump has done nothing of significance to make our lives better. The lies and lies and lies, the corruption on top of corruption on top of corruption, the I will end wars immediately, the I will bring egg prices, grocery price, all that stuff down. He sells you all a bill of goods, and then it doesn't work out.
Yeah, I'm just curious what.
No, this is no. Don't even try to ration.
Oh, no.
You're wondering why this person is going to continue. Don't wonder. They're going to do it no matter what. This is somebody you can't reason with. You can't reason with this person. The texture is all Trump all the time, and there's no, like, that's fine. They have every right to vote for him however they want. Constitution be damned. Throw everything out the window. That person, there's no rational conversation we can have with that person. You just can't do it.
I mean, it's, again, I'm just wondering, what is the line? If, you know, all the speculation about the Epstein files, is child rape not a line? Because I thought that January 6th would have been a line, and it's not. I thought that
they won't release the Epstein files.
I thought that child rape would be a line. It's not. So I guess I'm just wondering where, like, why? I'm just.
Don't. You're wasting brain activity. There are people that will vote for him no matter what. That's just how it is, man. That's just how it is. It's unfortunate, but that is just how it is. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chris Hine, Star Tribune, Minnesota Timberwolves. He covers the team. It starts this week. Let's talk Timberwolves basketball with Chris Hine next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.